Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit, you're the only one that can take me on this trip so that I can learn what happened in our Savior's day is applying to me today. Amen? As I was searching the heart of the Lord this morning, there was one word that came loud and clear, and it was the price of following. There is a price that we pay to follow Him. And sometimes you have to kind of just make up your mind that it's not somebody else's opinion that counts. It's what God has called you to do that's important. And to take courage to go that next step where you may not understand why the challenges and why the pressure. But you know, if you take an example from what our Savior was declaring when He was questioned, and He had already designated these that were to follow. He had designated them, but He didn't say that it was going to be peaches and cream every step of the way, or apple pie, whatever your favorite is. So I want to take you to Luke. In Luke chapter 9. Now, in that same scripture, it tells us that the chapter, he's talking about maybe this would be 6 months or so before he died, because it's kind of the Feast of Tabernacles.
What was it,
Luke chapter 9. And St. Luke is recording this about, you know, Peter and John and James had gone to the mountain, etc. They spoke about the departure of the Lord with, you know, Moses and Elijah were there, etc., etc. They came off the mountain, and a boy was healed from the Holy by the Holy Spirit, and the evil spirits were cast out. And then, in verse 46, typical of when there's miracles, there's an argument that comes. How many have ever noticed that when you get a real big blessing, that there's an argument that breaks out? Yep. All right, well, here we go. Verse 46, an argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. I love it. I mean, let's face it, we've learned today that Mary Jo's at the head of the game here. Amen? Come on, please say amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll pick on Mary Jo because God showed her that it's time for us to fly higher. And we're not looking at her as a problem. We're looking at her as one of the leaders. Amen?
Amen.
And that's God's doing. The argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Jesus, knowing their thoughts. I love this part. 47. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. And then he said to them, whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me.
Amen.
And whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. That's good. And it's deep. You see, those who say, I love God, that can't stand Jesus, has got a problem. And he's also giving us an example of how we should think. Because a child does not have a second agenda. A child will literally flow with what's going on. Amen? And then it says, for he who is least among you all, he is the greatest. So the one who looks at himself as of no value to the body of Christ and is simply flowing in obedience to God by the Lord's standard, is great. Now, you say, well, their personality is different than mine. Yes, it was designed that way. A few days back, someone made a comment about me and my mouth. And at one time, that would have irritated me. But it didn't irritate, because I turned around and I said, you know, but my mouth is blessed. And I know how to bless. But for a long time, all I did was complain with it. Are you watching your own?
Oh, you said that back?
I said it back.
You go with your bad self.
Well, it's time that they wake up.
Come on.
It's time to say what's truth.
Amen.
Okay? And at one time, I would have kept quiet and taken the criticalness, and I would have said absolutely nothing. But I did say, look, my mouth is blessed, and I'm blessing with it. What about you? Are you right now blessing me, or are you irritating me, and are you conscious of it? How many know sometimes it's time to plug the... Put your hand up if you know that you know there are some that need to be stopped. Okay. You say, well, how can that be God? It can't be God. Yes, it can be. Watch. 49. Master, said John, we saw a man driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he is not one of us. Wow. One of us. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for whoever is not against you is for you. Now that's God's opinion. Because Jesus never did anything to please himself. So think about the Father who's saying, would you leave them alone just because they're not doing it your way? Would you just leave them alone? And let God work on them instead of you trying to fix them. If you've got an agenda to fix them, get rid of it now. A child would not do that. A child will not manipulate another child in order to get what they want, because they are innocent. And I'm not talking about the bratty child of 14 who thinks they've got all the answers. 51. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, notice again, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Notice this is a season when he knows he is going to be taken out of this realm. So that confirms what happened at the Transfiguration. 52. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. In case you forgot, the Samaritans thought that the Jews were the biggest irritation in the earth. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them? Have they got an agenda? Yeah. But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went to another village. Jesus didn't hesitate to correct them. He had received a word from the Father, and he shut them up. 57. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Woohoo, I've got it already. I know where I'm going. 58, Jesus replied, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Woo. He said to another man, follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Watch this one. 60. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. Oh, he's so full of compassion and love. He would never say that, Kim. Is it a misprint in my Bible? Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. So just because he wants somebody else to do certain things a certain way, he's trying to tell them something. You're alive, but they're dead. And you're going to have some dead ones around you with their own agenda. And I'm not picking on anybody that you and I know. I am just telling you the facts about the word so that you know that this is a part of your life and your walk with him. There is a price to pay. You can't take those with you that are not willing to go. Because inside of them is what? A dead agenda. They're not where you are. They are not you. And they may not be ready to be called into that kingdom just yet. It may be a season or two before they get called in. Or to the level that he wants you at is where the focus should be. Tell your neighbor he's working on you and me. Let the others, with their own agenda, do it their way. Amen. See, you have a commission from God. What is it? What is he asking of you? Obey.
Publish abroad.
Huh?
Publish abroad.
Yes. Yes. Proclaim the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. 61. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. Doesn't that sound practical? Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. And now I'll tell you, there is an ouch there. It's an ouch because not one of the people that I've worked with over 30-something years have not had some of the same opinion or some of the same cry. And he didn't call the entire families all at once to come in, not in my experience. And I can remember the Holy Spirit saying to me, I didn't call them, I called you to follow me. And if I called you to do a work that they can't do, what is it to you? Who are you working for anyway? Publicity? Good feelings? High emotions? A high that you sit on top of a mountain where nothing grows? The walk with him will cost you your life. I love verse 1 of chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed. Notice it's the word appointed. 70 others. So he's got 12, and the next level is 70. Is it up to you and me? No. Appointed. Do you have your Amplified, Gail? Mm-hmm. Would you read verse 1, please?
Now after this, the Lord chose and appointed 70 others and sent them out ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to come visit.
Appointed and chosen. Many are called. Few are chosen. So when you start comparing yourself with another person, what is that? Isn't that a setup from darkness that's trying to pull you down? Mm-hmm. Or focus you on other people instead of what he's calling you and me to do? Mm-hmm. If he's called you and me to a certain work, what is it to us that if they choose to do something different, that's up to them? And if they're listening, God will get them around the corner and pick them up whenever he can? Were you always ready to follow? How many had problems following? Put your hand up. Thank you. So respect the one that's having a difficulty. You know, having a difficulty is not the end of the world. What is important is as you wait upon him, he will give you instructions as to what you are to do. If you're one of those 70, he's going to commission you to go out and do the work that he has given you an outline to do, and not to be concerned about how they're going to do it. And the price you pay is not going to be their price tag. They may be sent to serve another area in the kingdom. Just close your eyes now. Say, Holy Spirit, you've begun a work in me.
You've begun a work in me.
And the focus today,
and the focus today
is all about me.
Is all about me.
Following where Jesus,
following where Jesus
has appointed me,
has appointed
and ordained me to go.
To
bring the victory into the hearts of those that are broken.
To bring the victory into the hearts of those that are broken.
And the victory,
and the victory
is Jesus himself.
Is Jesus himself.
When I'm a part of him,
when I'm a part of
him, he'll take care of the details.
He'll take care of the details.
Keep healing my heart, Lord.
Keep healing my heart, Lord.
Keep my focus on you.
Keep my focus on you.
And all the rest will fall into place.
And all the rest will fall into place.
For his glory.
For his glory.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. I would also ask that you would just do your best not to forecast what he's going to do with you tomorrow or this afternoon. Pre-planning is really a setup. Until you hear from him, stay free. Stay focused on, I'm going to obey. And I'll be honest with you, that grace for tomorrow, it's coming tomorrow.
Amen.
That grace you have for today is sufficient for today. Be a blessing to your neighbor and to your brothers and sisters. And God willing, as the whole